sweet anointing fall afresh upon us right now. Father God, I ascend. Bring you the nations of people right now. I ascend to you, Father. I look upon your face. And I ascend with your people right now. We behold your glory. We bow down. Low, Father. Low, Father. Our hearts are ascending into your presence. Pour into us in part the breath, the hot air of your breath have been breathing. The hot air of your breath is the warmth of our face. Breathe new life today, Father. Resurrect all that is dead. Make alive all that is dying. Awaken all that is sleeping. Resurrect. Bring us forward. Thrust us into you. Empower us. Raise us. Love us. Accept us. We are your people. We decree an answered prayer of an anointing, that the burden will be lightened today, that the lost will be saved today, that the worry would be stress-free, that the mind would be regulated, that the accuser be liberated, that the curses would be broken, that we would be found free in you. The chains are breaking now. The loosening of the bands now. That we can be a people that is liberated in you. And then when the world look upon us, they'll see the glory of your majesty, the light of your being, and the image of who you are. It is our inheritance. Somebody shout glory in this house. If you know you have an inheritance in him, come on and shout glory in this house. If this is your inheritance, you ought to celebrate today in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. It is our inheritance. Oh, I just feel something happening in here. Shah, so much glory in this house. The little baby can't even get up. If you're in the cyber world with us right now, and you're in the technology world right now, on the other side of the camera right now, there's a glory in your house. There's a sweet anointing. I learned that if the trailblazers would run harder, if the frontliners will stay on the front line, if the warriors would war and do battle in God and with God, people will instantly come forth and do diligence in God. So I'm saying that the leadership is ascending. That's what I'm trying to say. When you feel the moving in, it's because somebody has already went up. And it's not questionable that I'm doing transition this morning, because I had a dream. I'm going to read a nice verse over you this morning. The Christ, who he is, and who he is who I am. What he did is what I'm doing. What he came to do is my assignment. What he's conquered, I'm walking in destiny in it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? All that is, I am that I am. And in Hebrews 1:1-3, but at 2, it says, hath in the last days spoken unto us. He spoke this to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory and the expression image of his person, and upholding all things by his word and his power. He's upholding all things by his word and in his power. And when you go through some trials in the weekday and the month and the hours and the second and the family and the job, remember his word. Because he's going to hold up his word in your life. And his word is weighty with power. And it has the ability to come forth and do exactly what it said. The glitch of the word. There's only just a little glitch in the word. It may not do exactly what you're thinking is going to do. But it is going to do. Glory be to God. You ever had that glitch in the word? I thought it was going to happen like this. It did happen, but it happened on a whole nother level. I had a dream. I'm going to say it. It's comical. I had a dream about LaRue. In the dream, he's ascending and descending. Up and down. I'm ascending and descending, you know, taking care of business. He's like smiling and happy and glowing. And I'm like sweating bullets. So we meet in a round together. And in the middle, when we meet, we notice each other is ascending and descending. And he asks, where is everybody? Where is everybody? And I'm looking at him like, well, how long have you been doing this? He said, I've been doing this. Where is everybody? And I said, they're coming. He said, no. They should have been here. And I'm like, they're coming. He said, no. They should have been here. And he began to tell me the things that were happening with him. And how he was coming and going. And some things had already manifest and happened. And I don't remember all. I believe that this is the portion that he is being given unto us. Is just going to equip and give us the tools to make sure we're there. Because he said they should have been here. Meaning a past tense. Which meaning the revelation is bringing us into where we need to be and catch us up in it. And in the dream, I said, it's not as easy for everybody. And that's when it came back to me that I was sweating the bullets. He was able to just be free. But I was sweating working with the people. And I noticed in the dream, I said, it's not as easy for everybody. And he looked at me and I said, they wasn't prepared to give it all up. They wasn't ready for what it really took. And I went down the list and I said, they were caught off guard at the price that was being paid. So it's not as easy for everybody. There was a grace that came. And although the man of God was unhindered in what was happening, There was a slight frustration on where is everybody? But then there was a prophet right there to discern for the people. That for some, it's just taking a little bit longer. Because they're going to have to understand a few things. Accept a few things. Allow a few things. And they will break into the ascension. And we both shook hands and agreed. And I'm going to tell you what we shook hands and agreed. That there's no other way to live in the end time but ascending and descending. And we shook hands. And he says, "Has you found another way to live?" I said, "No." And I was like, "Have you found another way to live?" He said, "There's not another way to live any longer other than ascending and descending back down. We have found our life in God." Come on and give God some praise. We have found our life in God. We have found our life in God. We have found, somebody say, "I have found my life in God. I have found my life in God." When you find your life in God, it's a whole nother script. You're in Him. And you're standing in Him. You're privileged to live in the earth as long as he says you can have that breath. It's a privilege. It's a life. And we agreed that there is no other life. We agreed that there is no other way to this thing. We agreed that there's not another path to take. We agreed that there's not another dead end to go on. We agreed that we don't have to try anything else but God. Shall release this upon you. We agreed that we didn't have to look for anything else no longer. That we could accept our lives in God. And we could accept the dimensions and how it's orchestrated and how it is put together. Pattern from which he has sent us. We agreed to the pattern. We agreed to his hand. What is the pattern on your life? It is his hand. We agreed that if he move us to the left, we move to the left. If he move us to the right, we move right. We move only in him. And it is agreed and accepted. Not only is it the destiny, it's the destination. Many are looking for destiny, but this morning, what about your destination? Look at where you at. Before you try to get somewhere, look at your destination where you have come to, even right now. And today, man of God, with your hands open, your destination today really prepares you into your destiny. If you're not comfortable with your destination today, have a change in heart and be open to what he has to show you. Because this is going to be the most exciting parts of your life. Living it directly in him. The draining of the world is exhausting. And the problems of the people is calamity. The repeat of motion is tiresome. The busyness of this thing is crazy. But the life in God It is so sustaining. It's all that we have and it's all that we need. There is nothing else outside of him. I release that anointing right now. I release it right now. There is nothing else outside of him. Thank you, Father, for this release this morning.
Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Today, because she talked about ascending and descending, in the next 30 minutes, I'm going to talk to you about two major keys. Now, you've heard these, but I'm going to share some things I've learned over time. These are major components. These are two very, very important keys. One is in the ascending, and the second one is in the descending. But I use these things interchangeably. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on to just set this up a little bit. When we go through the door, I very rarely pray here unless I'm in the open heaven. I never pray to the Father from this position right here. I don't do that because then I'm dealing with second heaven issues, and he never designed it that way. He designed face to face. Amen. And so we go through the door. I always like imagery. If you don't have imagery, your mind and your awareness center is going to float off. I have to have imagery. The imagery focuses, and I do it every day. The imagery just gets burnt in. And my imagery is the living temple. It's either a temple or a tabernacle. You can use both. He's the tabernacle door. But I see that, and I like to see, like, the new living way is a carpet of red. So the first thing I'm going to do when I step through that door, I'm going to step my right foot down on that carpet of red. See, I'm using that imagery, the new and the living way. That's the blood of Jesus has been rolled out for me. See, got to have that because I'm walking in accordance to that imagery. That's what's going to move you out of this dimension into his dimension. When I get to the throne of grace, I'll surrender people at this point. You're going to have issues with people. As long as we live in the earth, you're going to have issues with people. But if you have issues with people, it's going to happen. And then what you have to do is surrender the person. The situation or the evil or the trespass or the offense that's associated with that person or just the frustration of that person, that stuff's going to be taken into the Jordan. But we don't go bury people. Amen? We don't get to go bury people, so we got to detach. And so when we go down in the Jordan, it's in a marvelous place. It's one of the most amazing places there is because this part of the separation is so necessary because you're still an intricate being. You're a three-part being, and there's old and new, which is very interesting because there is things that are new in you. There's things that are old in you. There's light and there's darkness. There's old wineskin, new wineskin. There's chaff and there's wheat. And so he has to separate because the old part doesn't inherit the kingdom. He has the two-edged sword. I like to do it down into the Jordan. The first thing he does is separate by the two-edged sword. Spirit, soul, and body, because you're going to need the separation. Then we start presenting. But the one point I want to make on this is when they crossed over that Jordan in the promised land, those waters rolled back. And then he said, circumcise again. The bondage of Egypt. He had to get the slavery mentality off of them. They were inheritors. He had to get the works oriented offering operations off of them. You're not going to work for this inheritance. You're going to faith it, but you're not going to work in the natural for it. You might feel like you're working sometime with your faith, but you're working faith. That's a different kind of works. Praise God. Because that work can turn into he fills me with all joy and peace and believing and abounding and hope through the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As he says, roll back. He says, circumcise again. But those waters, as we realize, they rolled back to the city of Adam. He heaped them up. What did that mean? This baptism rolled back to your birth. And he was dealing with an issue of birth. And if you'll get this part and start working this every day, you'll get free because you won't get the next part I want to talk to you about without this part. You got to get that umbilical cord severed. Even though legally it's already been severed, legally you were buried with him. Legally you were planted together in the likeness of his death. Legally you're dead. He said the body's dead because of sin. He had to declare it all dead. He had to declare the old man dead. Legally it's all been done. Just like legally you're an heir of God. But positionally, you've got to work that. And so as we see that umbilical cord every day through the power of the keys of the kingdom, I work on loosing that because that thing gets integrated. It gets integrated in our soul. It integrates in our body. It integrates. There is belief systems. There are generational issues that come up through the family line. There's all kinds of things that move through that family line. And that's why sometimes we struggle with what our father struggled with. God God's not in the cursing business. Stuff's moved through and trying to build its own. So you sever the supply line. Always, always, always work on the severance of that supply line. Decreeing I, my body, my old man is dead. Even the umbilical cord of my birth, I've been loosed because I am literally a new creation, born again. I'm not part old and part new. I'm born again. When I come out of that water, I'm a new creation. So I want to get everything buried with that umbilical cord. Now, there's a reason why. It's a powerful teaching of why the Lord never called his mother, mother. He called her woman. From the day he was separated unto his father at the Jordan, he always called her woman. He was not, woman, what do I have to do with it? He was not being disrespectful to her. He could not allow himself. Now, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you why he did it. But what he did is because he was formally separated from her bloodline at the Jordan, he was legally buried there. The cross was something that happened, but he legally did it there. When he came out, he was the Son of God now. He did not belong to Mary's bloodline, so to speak. He inherited all things. It all stopped with him. But he had to legally separate from that. He called her mother because his words are so much powerful than ours. He had immediately put himself under her bloodline and had been dealing with all the stuff. So he always called her woman. Now that's important because that's how free you've actually been made. Now, when you come out of the Jordan, this is huge. When you walk more in the glory realm, it's ostentatious. It's amazing way to live because you live strong, you live whole, you live full. You don't have a lot of down days, and if you do, you can turn them. And that's just a good way to live, amen? That's just a glorious way to live, but your faith has to get to that level. And what happens is, when the Jordan, when you come out from the Jordan, what happens when the glory realm starts increasing because the spirit of glory rests upon you? It's going to mark you. There's no getting around it. You're going to be loved. You're going to be hated. You don't have to do anything wrong. You don't even have to go look for the enemy. He'll come and find you. He will just stir things up. And if he can't get to you, he'll want to get people around you. It's just the way it is. I'll say, well, who wants that? Because the quality of life you're living is so far above the world, it doesn't affect you. It's like a light affliction. Especially if your faith is on operation, this stuff just falls off of you. But in that time, I found out because you're a targeted person, you got targets on your back, the enemy, things I could get away with maybe in the past, can't do that. And when I don't want to use the way get away with, but the things I could do, it just suddenly, you can't do that anymore. Because man, what happens? You get rended. You'll do things you don't know. And then all the enemy will come in and he'll rend you. Everybody's been rended. You just don't know you've been rended. You know what rended means? You get hammered. How many have been blindsided by the enemy? You've been rended. If you get rended by the enemy, well, when you're in the glory realm, the rendings affect your quality of life. It affects where you're at. It affects the glory. And everything's about the glory because you like to live there. It's your juice. It's your life. It's really life. You know what? If I could pray, I'd be a dead man walking. I'm not kidding. Every part of me just dries up and shrivels if I'm not with God. I mean, I'm just no good to anybody, not to myself, not to Anna, not to you, not to anybody. Might as well just bury me. Amen. But when you get rended, it affects you. And sometimes it takes me 2 or 3 days to get back to where I was. And I don't like working to get back where I was because I want to go from glory to glory, not yo-yo. Amen. I don't want to ping pong. I want to go glory to glory. When you get into this glory, glory realm, what happens? I want to find out now in advance if there's open doors. Because sometimes I don't know if I did something. Sometimes you can just do something you don't know. This is what I'm talking about today. Because of this very thing I'm talking about, the realm of righteousness has become far greater than it ever was before. Far, far greater because it's my protection. It's my shield. It levels the playing field. And if you do this properly, what I'm about to tell you, you can actually clear your slate out where the enemy loses his foothold against you or open doors. If you can shut the doors, then you can administrate and get things done. So your prayers will start operating. All kinds of things will start happening. When I come out of the Jordan, I always like to go. The Bible says he's got a river of life coming out of the right hand of God. Right in the throne. So I always like to wash in his waters. coming out of the Jordan. But then I'm going to stand before the throne of grace again. Whatever picture you need, just type throne of grace, find something you like on there and seal it into your heart. I don't see it with a mind. I see it in awareness of heart. When I stand before him at this point, I'm not all clothed up. I'm actually been declothed. So to put it nicely, the Bible says all things are naked and open before the eyes of him have what to do. That is after you have come out of the Jordan. I stand girded in a linen cloth. I don't need you to get a picture of that. I'm going to stand before his throne because I'm getting ready to get clothed. Now, this happens to me, and if you'll learn this part and make it easy for you, I see I'm in his throne. I see he's like this big, massive. And I see like the train of his robe fills the temple. I see his robe open. I mean like 100 feet on each side. It's almost like there's a stairwell up into him. And I just step up into him now. See, when I step up into him, I'm stepping up into his glory. And then I start the awareness that I am in him. I want the awareness that I'm inside, not outside, that he's my exceeding great shield. I want to feel that shield around me. The Bible says in Philippians that you're found in him, not having your own righteousness. I'm found, and I love this part. When I'm standing there, I see this glistening robe. It's like white like snow, but it glistens. It's thick. It's beautiful. It don't matter if you're a prodigal or you're a full-age son. He's got the same robe for you. Father runs with you with grace. He's got the robe for you. If you're a prodigal, then get the prodigal robe. It's the same robe. Praise God. And I see he comes and puts this robe, plush white robe upon me. I use the imagery of Zechariah 3 where Joshua, they took away the filthy garments and they put on clean garments and put a clean turban upon. I see this white turban coming over my head, right? And see, I'm seeing this clothing and I see the crown of righteousness coming upon me. And then I'm saying things like, today I am holy and without blame, Ephesians, before you in love. Colossians, I'm holy, unblameable before you. Unblameable. It doesn't matter if you feel it or not, because you're literally moving into a position that's already been predefined. And so I'm holy, and the whole time I'm seeing the robe, holy and without blame before you in love. And I'll say, and you present me faultless. That's in Jude. He presents me faultless before the presence of his glory. Now I'm getting ready to walk in what I'd call the heavenly courts. I'm getting clothed, and I'm going to go around that a little bit, and I want that crown upon my head. I want the clean turban. I want the sensation. I've got that robe on, new shoes, because then I'm going to stand in what's called a heavenly courtroom. It's described in Zechariah chapter 3, but this courtroom is not the same one as where he administrates his crown. There's a lot of different realms in heaven. You just got to understand that. And so when I'm standing in the courtroom, I see it like a room of white, and I see a throne, I see a gavel, I see these things. You've got to understand your inheritance. And I'm walking, and I'm clothed now. And what I'll do, you don't have to do this, but this is what I do. You'll see me do this sometime. I'm not actually walking, but I'm walking in the spirit. Because I usually do this sit down because I like my chair the way it is. Praise God. Do not pray on your knees this way. You need to be comfortable. Praise God. So as I walk in that courtroom in the spirit, I'm walking clothed. And here's what I'm going to say. Justified freely by his grace. Justified freely by the blood of Jesus. I am this day abundantly pardoned. I am this day abundantly pardoned of all things. As I'm walking back and forth, I begin to say, there is therefore now no condemnation or condemning sentence that can be arrayed or assailed against me. No self-condemnation, no condemnation of man, no condemnation of the enemy. As I'm walking back and forth, I'm registering if anything's coming out from my heart, coming up. I'm saying who I am. Therefore, no condemnation. The Bible says the accuser of the brethren accused them night and day. That was the only time it was ever mentioned in Revelation. He kicks up his accusing a lot in the last days. And I say, there is no accusation that can stand against me. No accusation, front side, back side, no accusation, no condemning sentence. See, you've got to clear the condemning sentences out. If there is a condemnation against you, a condemning sentence, it's got to get cleared by the blood. That's why you say freely justified by the blood, freely justified by grace. Today, abundantly pardoned. Watch this. You separate my iniquity as far as the east is from the west. And as I'm continuing to do that, I'm feeling where my heart is. Where am I at? I'm just things I've learned. I'm feeling, where am I at? Where am I at in this? Where am I at in this? If I'm feeling something comes up, I got to address it. If something comes up, I leave that courtroom. I go back to the throne of grace. I address it, repent of it, come right back to the courtroom. Why? Because I want to feel, you're going to feel this. You're going to feel the justification. You got to have it. Because when you get a clear conscience, you can move freely in the kingdom. If you don't have a clear conscience, it'll keep agitating, bugging you. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Got to get it cleared out. Now, when you get it all cleared out, all of a sudden, it's cleared. If I'm having a situation, marital situation, maybe a little bit of teensy strife, you know what the Lord told me? He said, stop. He said, put me in the middle of it and see what I can do. So Juan and I will stand there and I'll say, all right, Lord. He says, close your mouth. We stop. We learn in prayer because we pray together not to talk too much going in unless things are awesome. But if things are like a little heated, we have them here just like everybody else. You understand? If things are a little heated, let's just wait. Let's wait and get up and God will deal with it. Put him right in the middle. We stand in the heavenly court and he stands in the middle. Boy, you put him in the middle, he'll fix a lot of stuff for you. Because, see, he's the justifier. He's taking all the penalty. Neither one of us are guilty when he's standing there because you're justified. Then I'll see this part. You got to see this. Not only has my sin and iniquity been removed from me. Watch this. The next one. My sin and iniquity thou rememberest no more. Now, where am I standing in that place? Freely justified by grace. My sin and iniquity you remember no more. Now, where am I at here? Watch this. I'm clothed in the righteousness, but I'm not wearing the old man and I'm not wearing the umbilical cord anymore. So that has no authority to reach up to me or my generations. I'm clearing the authority daily. The reason I'm doing that is so the enemy cannot find a door. The higher you get, the more he's going to look. Amen. You get a lot of leeway when you're in the early stages. You really do. But boy, in the latter stages, you don't get the same leeway anymore. You got to tighten the ship. But the quality of the glory will make you want to do it because there's nothing like it anywhere. Amen. So once that in, then I'll go on and move to the lily's grace. Now, there's something I'll do. I'll either do it there or I'll do it after I do the lily's grace. And I do this every day. If you do this, this will really help you. This is getting me into the next level. To me you have sworn, or to Christ in me. I always like to look at Christ in me. You have sworn that in blessing you would bless, and in multiplying you would multiply. What does that mean to you? Anything Christ is to you, in you, to you, or through you, say anything that's been defined by the word that you have revelation of can be increased, blessed, and multiplied. That's why he said, grace and peace be multiplied. So at the end of the session, or I go up into the Father, I say, Father, now, Christ in me, the righteousness of Christ. I am forever perfected in righteousness. And to this Christ in me, you have sworn now that in blessing you bless and in multiplying you multiply the righteous. I thank you for the multiplication of grace, peace, and righteousness being multiplied in me, multiplied to me, multiplied through me. I thank you for the leavening of righteousness, the leavening of grace, the leavening of your rest. See, now you're getting your faith to another level, not just being clothed, but now your faith is moving to multiplication phase. You want to get that edge of multiplication going because that's where your juice comes. That's where the leavening effects. That's where things overflow. Faith is going to make that happen. Amen. But if you'll do these things, they don't take very long. See, people think it does, but it really doesn't. But you'll save yourself a whole lot of heartache if you clear the slate. The enemy won't be hammering you like he does. You'll close the door, so all the time you were spent mopping up the mess of the hammering, you don't even have to go there. Because you just avoid it. Plus, you'll get to see more clearly because you can see more clearly. You can avoid the next pitfall. Everything increases like this. Everything works like this. Amen? If you'll do this on a daily basis, I promise you, it'll have an everlasting effect, especially those of you who want to walk in the glory, because you'll find out real quick, you'll get rended when you're in the glory realm. It just changes everything, but we're all moving to the glory realm. We done made a covenant, praise God. It's the apostolic and the prophetic making a covenant. This is the only way to live. And I promise you, when you see the fruit coming out of this realm, you'll abandon everything. Right now, you're still distrusting what we're saying because you can't see it. It's all working on the inside, but I can see it. Not only can I see it, I'm already in the realm of the fruit. I'm already in the promised land. I'm already partaking, living, dwelling, seeing, saying, perambulating all the way up to the fruit stage of the promised land. I've already received my first day of light at least 300 to 400 times. You're going to be good at anything. You're going to have to give yourself. You're not going to pop up and down this mountain without some skill sets. You got to learn some skill sets. You got to get focused. He'll help you with all this. He just wants you to get started. Amen. Listen, we got to change the way we pray around here, my friends. We're all changing now. We got to change. We need to pray from top down, not bottom up. We get positioned. We release, decree the release of angels. The more we're doing this, we're seeing things shift and change. Seeing it in the house, seeing it everywhere. It's awesome. It's only going to get better, especially when the fruit comes. Because what I'm telling you about dwelling in the fruit, perambulations, everything. God is writing a brand new script for you and your generations, a script that hasn't even been seen. It's coming out of the creative realm of the Father's heart. You can tap the creative realm. I don't know. That's why I probably asked her in the dream, why isn't anybody doing this? They can't see. They don't see. You know why? You don't see it yet. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field. Where a man, having found it, will go sell all that he has. She said that in the dream. They're not ready. You haven't been ready to sell out to it because you don't know the treasure's there. Each revelation is getting me closer to the treasure. And when I'm getting closer to the treasure, I'm like, I said, this is it. Because I know it, I can see, because I learned how to keep this eye focused. And when it's on him, he's flooding with light, and I'm after him, and I'm after all of it. It's a treasure. It's not just treasure. It's glory, grace, life, light. There's miraculous creative healing that's going to come out of this realm. When I was in worship today, I saw that table again. My God, it was spread from there to there. I saw angels were coming down, putting things on the table. And suddenly people were worshiping. They went behind the table and they were getting ready and they were getting clothed. And also I'm seeing all this because I'm worshiping the awareness now. And they're getting ready to start serving this. And all of a sudden I saw right there where Glenn's standing, coming down through here. The blind and the deaf started coming through the door and they were walking down this table. And when they would eat, they'd come out. They were seeing. And then the lame and the maimed came after them and they were getting healed. See, all that's the treasury. I'm after a 100-fold. What he promised in John 14, 15, 16. Not only are we after it, we're already in front now. We're already in it. Praise God. You got to get in it. Before it happens, you'll have already lived it. Because that's how you paint the new day. It's going to come out of the Father's heart and you're going to go out in front and you're going to paint with your words and the imagery of your heart. You're going to paint a brand new day. He's going to make a creative day of how he made the earth. The same components that he made the earth with. You paint a new day. See, there's a new day coming. A new day. You got to live in your new day. Say, man, all that sounds like work. Well, you go to work, don't you? This is joy. In the beginning, there's some learning curve. What thing in life do you do that doesn't have a learning curve? Are you just suddenly going to learn a craft without ever practicing? No, there's a learning curve to everything. But people who have the skill sets are already moving in. Don't ever buy the lie. And that is a lie. Oh, people can't do this. People are not getting this. I want you that are getting what I'm talking about, raise your hands. Okay, they're getting it. Praise God. That's a lot of hands raised right there. Praise God. This last thing I'll share and then we'll close. So when we're in this next phase, which we're learning how to do, don't let it intimidate because people are out in front. Everyone's in a race. You're not racing against somebody else. You're racing with God. And he's the limit. Man, he runs fast too. I see he's going to redeem the time with us. With the people. We got to get to where he wants us to be. Demonstration phase. We're racing the demonstration. Such a prize there. And it's just beginning prize. I have seen on this table golden tablets, but it's pure gold. I see it on the table. I saw them on the table with golden pens to them. And when you open the tablet, he said, this is the tablet of the coming kings. And he says, when you write from this checkbook, he says, every time you write from it, it will multiply so exceedingly that you can't keep up with the multiplication. This tablet's come out from the Father for the kings that are about to walk in the earth. They won't be able to give it away fast enough. Because as soon as they write the pen to it, I saw a river of oil just come and splash all over it. And out from our innermost being flowed rivers of generosity. You got to get a new vision of your life. You want to talk about vision? God is a visionary. Father is a massive visionary. Man, he don't think anything small. You just got to get on his wavelength. You got to get in his frequency. You got to get in the way he does things. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The King of Glory is bringing that with him. Amen. My gates are open continuously day and night. They shall not be shut. That the wealth of the nation shall flow into and out of. Don't wait till you see it here. Then you're way behind. Not too late, because we're the first fruits, but you're way behind in God's race. Listen, I'm not racing against people. I'm with God. I want to win his race. He's got a race lined up for this last day generation. And no matter how many times, every time the enemy comes now, God will multiply it against him. Every time he shows up, he'll multiply. Because now, every time he shows up, I'm learning to escape. I escape and I just fix myself back into the fruit of the promised land, and I'll just start speaking the fruit of that. I'll see the fruit of the promised land. I'll see this next level, and I just start, ooh, I said, this might be what you were talking about, the escape. I'm escaping into truth. What is happening to you in this arena is not truth, and you must learn that. It feels like it's truth, but it's not truth. It's fact, but it's not truth. It's reality, it's not truth. Truth is another picture, another image that's in the heart of the Father. Amen? Truth, you're going to have to go get that one. And if you haven't built anything, you don't have anything to escape to. If you've built a framework for it, you can go run off into the promised land. Stand there and just start, angels, Father, I see the King of Glory with the Father in his crown. And now I'm seeing that crown constantly spinning. That means it's setting in motion. I see the wall fire, and then all of a sudden the glories of heaven start coming out. Down through the cylinder, into the earth. The gardens of Edens are going to be formed. I want to say this, and then I'm going to transition. Anything that comes out of the Father is going to become a garden of Eden in the earth. I'm not talking about an anointing following you. I'm talking about bringing out the creative thoughts of the Father for you. And he's got a lot of them for this generation. It's going to become a Garden of Eden. It won't look like it at first because he's going to shake everything down. But then the Garden of Eden will suddenly forge and form. Amen? You're going to have pockets of glorious Gardens of Eden. My house is going to be an Garden of Eden. This church can be a Garden of Eden. Anything comes in here that doesn't look like the Garden of Eden, suddenly going to get dismantled. Rearranged, transformed, transfigured, and grown up. Praise God. Amen. I do this when I do it with the righteousness or whatever, and I do this at the end, especially when I'm welcoming the King of Glory into my circle. The crown is a circle. Actually, you know what the crown means? To surround. And so, when I do this and I'm welcoming, the Bible says, I believe I receive. Once I get into the last thing I'm going to do, and this is hugely important, if you learn to do this, things will kick off for you. At the end of it, what I'm going to do is two major scriptures, Genesis 22 and Matthew 13. Genesis 22, you have something that God's done that's awesome. He swore. He didn't promise, he swore. By this I have sworn in Genesis 22. That in blessing, I will bless you. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. And thy seed will possess the gates of his enemy. That wasn't a promise. That was a swearing declaration. He wasn't even talking to Abraham. He wasn't talking, the Bible says in Galatians 3, he was not talking to his seed through the law. What was he talking to? The seed singular Christ. I swear to you when you arrive that in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I'll multiply you. So anything and everything Christ is. Now, when I'm in this phase, the second half, King of Glory, in blessing, you bless him. And in multiplying, you multiply. I'm speaking to the ones that are there right now. You bless and you multiply. And then the leavening of Matthew 13, the woman hiding the three measures, Father, crown, angels, all the Father's glory, the angelic host of heaven, the crown of the seven spirits of God. God, all getting leavened when this King of Glory steps out from the throne. Now he's with me in the earth. Father, in blessing you, bless this King of Glory, and multiplying you, multiply him. Leaven him now. Leaven this kingdom within. Leaven it till it breaks out from above. Leaven till it breaks out, and out from my innermost being will flow rivers. And I see the breakout. I see the leavening. See, the kingdom's going to leaven by way of not promise, but what? Sworn to multiply. If you'll do those things every day, you'll start seeing things, because you want to get to the leavening factor, because that's ultimately what's going to cause the greater, the breakout, the leavening, the increase, the multiplication, the things we can't do. Amen? Do that with a righteousness. You can do it in the first half, second half. Amen. Praise God. Let's give God glory.